Gallagher and Lyle Breakaway. And if you fancy a breakaway, then a spring retreat is coming up in Suffolk at the Belgrove Barns. It's in May. It's being organised by Melissa Day. And I'm hoping that Melissa joins me on the phone this afternoon. Can you do that, Melissa?
Hi.
Hi, thanks for joining us. Tell us about this then. So you've got, it's kind of a musical experience that you're doing. Tell us about this event.
Yeah, so it's a 3-night luxury all-women retreat. And Belgrove Barns is based in Halesworth. It's the 4th to the 7th of May. And there's lots of lovely things going on, but one of the special treats is we have international musicians perform. And at this particular retreat, we have Unnati Dasgupta. And she's an Indian singer, so she sings beautiful, soulful and spiritual Indian songs, but she'll also facilitate a group music mantra chanting session.
Okay, so what does a mantra chanting session involve, if you don't mind me asking?
So it's actually for the entire group of women to participate in, and it's a repetitive lyrical phrase that's repeated, and it's really a way to connect with the divine and connect with one another. So it's quite a spiritual kind of thing to participate in, which is rather lovely.
Okay, all right. And what sort of people would go on a retreat like that? Are these people with busy, hectic lives, or people? You know, describe your typical customer.
Well, it is for women, and it could be for people that want to come as a group of friends, to sort of connect more, and as these venues are based in nature, it's a lovely way to get away from the city, from the hustle and bustle. Or it could be sort of a really unusual or unique sort of pre-wedding gift for the bride-to-be. So it could be tailored really to anybody.
I'm just looking at the website. Does it really? I was saying, hearing you saying, oh, it's women only, I was thinking, I'll tell you what, I could do a weekend away there.
Oh.
It really is rather lovely, isn't it? Whereabouts is it?
It's in Halesworth, and it's a fabulous venue. It's a 5-star venue, and the guests have these beautiful cottages which are filled with these fascinating ornaments and pieces of furniture from Africa and Asia, because the owners, Joe and Nick, used to run expeditions there.
Oh, wow.
And they brought all of these treasures back. So each room is sort of themed, sort of an Indian-themed room, which, you know, it's absolutely beautiful. And then the owner's home, private home, which is also award-winning, is on the same grounds. And I don't quite know how to describe it. People locally call it the Dragon House, because they've got a dragon caressing the top of the chimney, sitting on the chimney. But it's like cupcakes stacked on top of each other.
Now you say it. Yeah, I'm looking at the way. I thought it looked like a giant butterfly, but I see what you mean now. Yes.
I mean, it's dragon, very unique and quirky.
Yes. Crikey, goodness me. Okay, so just coming back to Unnati Dasgupta, just looking at the press release you sent through about it, she's done some amazing stuff, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah, she really has. She's actually just recently released an album. She's performed at some incredible venues around the world. And I believe I wrote on there that she performed at
Sir Richard Attenborough's Memorial Service.
Yeah.
She's done Glastonbury Unsigned Artist Compilation Album, the Royal Albert Hall, and Pizza Express in Soho, which is a lovely jazz club, isn't it? I've been there a couple of times. But she comes from, her father was an Indian classical vocalist, so that's going to be an interesting album.
Yes. It's absolutely beautiful. It is sort of, it kind of has this magical quality to it, and she's got such a sort of pure and beautiful voice. So it's really something that the guests can indulge in. And what's going to happen at the retreat is Unnati will have a meal with the guests. So they get a chance to speak to her about her album and tours and any aspect of her career before she performs and facilitates the chanting session. So that will be rather special.
It does. So a place is fairly limited. I'm guessing it's not going to be a huge number of people there.
Yeah, at this particular retreat venue, there's only 5 spaces.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very intimate.
Right. So if people want, if people want to fight for those 5 spaces, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
So the best way is to email me, which is on info@niroshini.com. And Niroshini is spelled NIROSHINI.
Niroshini.com. All right, lovely.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Melissa. Well, it's fascinating, this, and I'm sure when the album's out and everything, we'd love to hear from it. So if you can get Yonati to send us over a track, we'll put it onto our world music program.
Wow, yeah, I'm sure she would love that. And apart from Yonati performing, we've got lots of other sort of treats for guests, and we've got an in-house chef who's actually known as one of Russia's top celebrity chefs, and she's. And she's providing this beautiful signature spring menu, which is based on Ayurvedic principles, so very healing foods. And there's lots of holistic therapies and sort of workshops and stuff. So it's a very sort of indulgent 3-night.
Yeah, but sounds like everyone needs it right this minute. I don't know about you, but I think we could all use it. So it does sound. So that's the 4th to the 7th of May, and it's at Belgrove Barns out at Halesworth in Suffolk. Is that right?
It is, and the last booking date is the 31st of March.
All right, lovely. Well, hopefully people are going to book up. And thanks very much indeed for coming on to talk to us about today, Melissa. And good luck with it, and keep in touch.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much indeed. That's Melissa Day. If you want that information, info@niroshini.com.